The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker, rocker, rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. I have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean, and to the right of me, our pretty little princess. We all know her as Stephanie Joy. Now, folks, your first-time listener, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate. Just saying. The conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, just saying that too. And the voice that the pro-murderers wish to silence, just saying. And the patriots that the globalists despise, just so you know. Welcome to the show. You can check us out online at sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also go over to our Facebook, which is, listen carefully, sonsoflibertyradio.com on Facebook. Sons of Liberty Radio, on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. You can also go over to Bradley Dean, two different pages, one fan page, one personal page. And if you'd like to check those out, please do. Got a lot of interaction going on, which is my goal. I got over 100 and some thousand friends on both websites, which is great because this is what I was after. And just to get the people stirred up and talking about things that the average Joe isn't thinking about. And basically, what is that? Well, exclamation, resolve. Justice is the guardian of liberty. And the way that you deal with the circular reasoning, which the conservatives are bringing forth, they're still trying to figure out, by the way, older generation and younger generation, as to what happened at Fast and Furious, what happened in Benghazi, where years later, they're still just trying to figure out what the government isn't telling them. And is the government lying? Well, I wouldn't go that far to say that they're lying. They just don't want to tell us the truth. Well, what do you call it? You call it a lie. And if they're lying, friends, keep in mind they don't have the right to violate the laws of our republic, right? Then if they're lying, that means they're violating the law. And if they're violating the law, that's criminal. They work for us. We don't work for them. What happens when you lie, friends? What happens when you lie? You get in trouble, right? Because it's found in spiritual law. Reap what you sow. It rains on the just and the unjust. You sow to the flesh, you're of the flesh, going to reap corruption. You sow to the spirit, you're going to reap of the spirit everlasting life. In other words, you'll be vindicated in righteousness. Judge me according to the cleanness of my hands, David said. And if you're not lying, then you don't have to worry about anything. Let God vindicate the truth because he does and he will. But in this particular situation, friends, it's almost embarrassing. I just came back from Planet Minneapolis to go live here for you. And I'm turning the radio on again, friends. I've shared this with you so many times, but it's a different day. They're talking about Benghazi. They're talking about how they're going to appoint a committee now. Trey Gowdy. You know, remember I was talking about on Saturday, friends, those that listen to us 6 days a week? Remember how I was talking about how Trey Gowdy and Daryl Issa, whatever you want to call him. Man, they got all these great things to say. They're prosecutors, right? They're head of committees. You know what? Action speaks louder than words. You know, remember that movie back in the 90s? Show me the money. Friends, it is. Show me the judgment. Show me the justice. My next letter that I'm going to write for one of our commentators, well, actually, which will go out to all 40 of our columns across the country, is look at the grown-ups have done with this world. I'm ashamed of what's going on out there. I'm embarrassed. Look at these people. They're 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 years old, and they're still talking, acting as if maybe something went wrong in Benghazi, as if like the president hasn't lied 15,000 times. The man should have been indicted the first week he was in office, friends. As a matter of fact, he shouldn't even have got that far. And now everybody's talking about, well, do you think he's lying? These are the conservatives, friends. You think he's lying? Or they're just talking about another branch off the tree of corruption, naming this administration. And I say guilty as charged every step of the way. Are they guilty? What do you think's going on? Maybe if we appoint Trey Gowdy, or maybe we get Daryl Issa in there, maybe if we get someone in there to really do the job, maybe we'll get some, maybe we got something to talk about tomorrow. They're destroying your country, friends. And it's the conservatives, the best that you've got, that are up in the front, allowing it to go on because they're still talking, chasing their tail, trying to figure out what's going on. Man, it's interesting when, you know, the left and the right, as we've been taught, namely to the younger generation, the foolishness that the older people have allowed in this country as to believe that there's more than one constitution. Isn't it interesting how they got us talking about things that are totally irrelevant? Isn't it interesting when the left, friends, as you call them, isn't it interesting when the right does something wrong, all of a sudden, guilty as charged, man, they're indicted. No questions asked. Guilty until proven innocent, right? But when the left does it, the right, they got something to talk about. And they talk about it for 4 years while the administration destroys your country. And then when he's, you know, put in fraudulently into his second term like this president has been, through voter fraud, guess what they're talking about now? Stuff that happened during his first
first term in office.
First term in office. Mm-hmm. I'm seriously listening to this. And I'm just like, are you people kidding me? They're not kidding me.
Yeah, there's no resolve.
Oh, there's no resolve. Mm-hmm. And they act like it's serious business. And everybody, you know what they're looking for? They're looking for opinion. And everybody's got one. Nobody, and I've shared this a million times, and I say it again, friends. It's interesting. Nobody makes reference to the Constitution or the law of our land. Why? Why don't they talk? Because if they did, they wouldn't have a job. And I'm not talking about some little lowlife that pops up on Fox once in a while. No, I'm talking about the main news anchors. Not just Fox. All the big wigs that the American people are led astray by. Hey, friends, let me say this. Just like the Lord said unto us, let the blind lead the blind, for they all end up in the ditch. And guess where they have you, America? They have you in the ditch because you tolerate it. And so here we are. But, you know, as long as we got something to talk about tomorrow, and just like what Steph brings up over and over and over again, it's like they think the fire's not burning them, Isaiah 42, yet in fact it is. They continuously inundate the American people with policy to overthrow law, which is impossible, friends, if you knew law. The other way around. Not the other way around, right? It's time that we turn the world upside, right side up, rather than upside down. And a judgment is completely turned backwards in every sense of the word. Friends, when are you going to say enough is enough? We need reformation, lawful reformation. We don't have two more years, friends, to do that. Today is the day, not tomorrow. Spare yourselves. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
Don't lie, guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Friends, listen to what this caller from Canada had to say about America and her leadership on a global scale.
I'm a young father, and I have children, and I want my country back. I want the same kind of constitution as rights as you guys have down there. That's why it's important for you guys to take lead. You guys have always been the leaders. You guys went to the strongest nation in the world in under 300 years. You know, you guys used to be number one in the education, and everybody looked at you guys like it's your everything. Yep. Was all mm-hmm. about freedom.
As Daniel Webster once said, he said, "Hold on, my friends, to the Constitution and to the Republic for which it stands. Miracles do not cluster, and what has happened once in 6,000 years may not happen again. Hold on to the Constitution, for if the American Constitution should fail, there will be anarchy throughout the whole world. America, the right time to do the right thing is right now."
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-233-0747. Rant Monday. It's not rant, friend. I told Stephanie right during the break, I said, isn't it interesting? I can just hear some of the people out there right now saying, Bradley, we heard this last week. We heard it the week before. I know you heard the conservatives tell you about how corrupt your administration is in this country too. Day after day, week after week, year, month after month, year after year. You've heard this voice for the last 13 years. 2 years on Genesis Communication Networks. So the point is if everybody that would be complaining about what I have to say, just think if you would have done your job 13 years ago, I wouldn't be on the radio today. And yet the American people tolerate a voice out there that continuously tells you all the problems and they're not there to bring about any resolve whatsoever. Well, as long as we got Trey Gowdy, as long as, you know, praise God. Let's see if Gowdy's got the stuff. Hopefully he does. Well, as long as we got Daryl Issa. Well, you know what? Praise God. Hopefully, I've been watching Issa month after month, year after year, talking about what needs to be done, but I haven't seen any judgment brought forth. I haven't seen any laws executed against any of these criminals in government. They just kind of slide away or they disappear and we never hear about them again. But if you want to hear about them, you can just always turn on Christian radio, lack thereof, and or conservative radio, lack thereof, and just hear about the problems that you're inundated with on a daily basis from this corrupt criminal administration. Yeah, that's what I want to hear. Because I can then get on the phone and talk to my friend about how bad things are as I'm losing my freedom in which hundreds of thousands fought, bled, and died to give me, but I'll just overlook the price paid for my freedom and I'll just get, well, I'll be a part of the gang, won't I? We'll talk. We'll talk about what the problems are. Shameful, 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 shameful. Just talking to one of my friends this morning from Freedom Outpost. I said, the difference between what we're doing, my friend, Tim Brown, what we're doing, my friend, in this country is we're bringing, and by the way, we're a part of the younger generation. We're trying to bring about resolve where the older people have left off resolve. We're not capitulating. We're hitting it head on. You know, it's almost like every once in a while I'll put out a column there. And like I've said, friends, I like to tell people, show them their errors. And then show them the answer. This is how you actually bring about resolve. Justice is the guardian of liberty. That's never going to change, friends. That's what's needed in this country to establish righteousness and peace in this land. And interestingly enough, now that I say that, I'm catching this. This is coming back to my ears now. Hold not your peace until the Lord establishes righteousness. I'm not going to. This voice ain't going anywhere until the Lord says it's time to go. But listen, let me be honest with you. You got the Limbas of the world. You got the Becks of the world. You've got the Hannitys of the world. You've got others that are a part of what's going on out there. And friends, it's not what they say that bothers me. It's what they don't say that bothers me. And again, it's not an attempt by me or this ministry to put out anybody's light to try to make ours lighter or brighter than theirs. That's not the truth at all. The fact of the matter is we're hitting things that people are unwilling to hit. We're addressing issues that people are afraid to address. That's why we're here. That's the only reason that we're here. And me and my friend from Freedom Outpost and Stephanie and others that are a part of this ministry have had it with what the older generation in essence has tolerated. Because again, I'm not here by design. I'm not here by my will. I didn't apply for the job. I'm here because I love my God and I love my people and I love my country and I want preservation. We're called to be the salt of the earth. That's exactly what we're doing. And what does salt do? It stops the putrefaction. And friends, that's all that's going on in this country is we're losing ground day by day, by day by day, month by month, by year by year, by year by year. And as long as the American people have a game to go to or some filthy something to watch, everything's okay. And I say, you're a part of the problem. And I say, as Moses did when he came down from the mountain, who's on the Lord's side? Let him come on my side. That's exactly what Moses said. And there's no question in my mind, my friends, across this country, the sheep are being separated from the goats on a daily basis. Hey, friends, here, case in point, let's go back to the conservatives. We've seen Fox News. Well, they took a stand against the homosexual agenda until the homosexual agenda started to put a little tiny pressure on them. Right? And what do we see now? We see Bill O'Reilly. We see all these news anchors, either through omission or stupidity or fear, which is only a snare to man. But what do we see? We see them in agreement by either through their silence or their complete agreement. In agreement in every sense of the word by just, oh, there's nothing wrong with it. I mean, we heard this from Beck talking about that there's nothing wrong with gay marriage. Just case in point, which I believe is the political battering ram to upend the Constitution in every sense of the word. And friends, don't question what I'm telling you right now. Simply read the Word of God. Look at history, because when we see homosexuality and or abortion at the same time come up, look for judgment. Because friends, just as in the days of Noah, it's raining, my friends. You laugh all you want. You go ahead and laugh all you want. It is raining. And by the way, those that are actually advocating these crimes against the Constitutional Republic, keep in mind, you're just there to hasten judgment. That's all. And the sad part about it is the good people of America stand back and watch you do it. And I'm ashamed of them. And I want you to know that I'm ashamed of them. I'm embarrassed for them. They live in fear. And it's interesting, they say that they're afraid, but yet you follow them home and you can see why they don't like the things of God. You know, the only argument against the Bible is an unholy lifestyle. And they talk about fear. Fear of what? What, fear that you might actually say that you're a Christian and actually live out that you're a Christian by your actions instead of just your words? Come on.
Well, the enemies of righteousness count on you being afraid. Therefore, totally. You'll do nothing. If they can put you in fear or you'll not step out because you have a compromised life, that's what they count on. They count on the fact, well, they're not really going to say anything because we could point out this in their own life, or they're too fearful because we're too much of that big old giant. But what they don't realize is Goliath met a little man named David.
Yes.
And David, through the power of God, was able to take down Goliath. Of course, when we speak of what we're doing, we're talking about lawfully.
Speaking of which, mm-hmm. What did David say when he came out? And he's seen Saul, who should have dealt with Goliath, standing there with the people of Israel doing absolutely nothing.
Mm-hmm.
What did they do? Firstly, David comes out onto the field after he's trained up, watching over the sheep. God trained him up by taking out a bear and a lion, mm-hmm. Right? And what was the second thing? He goes into the field and he says, who is this that defies the armies of the living God? Where is that voice today, friends? And David said, I know by the power of God, I can take him down just like I did the lion and the bear.
That's right.
Because he understood the anointing, the power of God. And by that anointing, what did he say? By my God, I will go through a troop. And by my God, I will leap over a wall. Lord, I thank you that you subdue the people from under me. For the people of the earth shall see that we are called by the name of the Lord. And they shall be afraid of us, not because of our name's sake, but because of your name's sake. And you said that you would dispossess. That is the record America has to bear for the rest of the world. The Black Regiment was nothing, my friends, but a bunch of preachers that trusted God. And less than 3% of them, what did they do? They came to conquer because they understood the word when they said, the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. And they proved God. And this is our time, America, to actually stand up and prove the living God, because he's faithful unto 1,000 generations. He hasn't forgotten about us. The American people have forgotten him. I said to Steph last night, and I say to you, my listeners, listen carefully. Show me in Scripture where God ever failed a righteous or a faithful man. Show me in life or in death. Show me. You can't find him. If you don't bow, you don't burn. Just ask Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Yeah, and if you look at too, they prove God even despite their circumstances. They're walking by faith. I mean, who did Moses think he was to be able to go and meet the face of Pharaoh, the most powerful ruler, and say 3 million, you know, let my people go. 3 million people. Who was this one man to think that he was going to do anything to the face of Pharaoh?
Here comes the professed church. Well, he was the meekest man alive.
Mm-hmm, power yeah, under control.
That's right. Mm-hmm. The power under control. In other words, he was being led by the Spirit, not by the things of the flesh. And let me ask you something, friends. What did that Spirit lead him to? Led him to the battle, didn't it?
That's right. Didn't lead him away. He said, no, I'm going to bring you to the face of Pharaoh.
Oh, that's Old Testament. Really? Remember when Jesus was tempted in the wilderness? Who led him there to be tempted? Oh, there we go again. It wasn't the devil. No, it was the Lord that led him into the wilderness. And what did he do in the wilderness? He kicked the enemy of your soul all the way around.
Mm-hmm.
And then he did it on the cross. Having crucified the Lord of glory, had they known, they would not have crucified the Son of God. Why? Because the power of resurrection was at work to the glory of the Father, and that is exactly what the enemy doesn't want. And that's why in America you're being entertained to death, because the enemy is alluring you to give you all of this rather than you standing up and saying, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God, for it is written, for it is written, for it is written. No, you just go along and say, oh, I'm afraid. Hey, devil over there, would you give me what you promised me? Oh, I got a little Jesus in my back pocket. I got a little fire insurance, and I think everything's going to be okay. We're on our way to heaven, honey. When in truth, you're on your way to hell.
You've been lied to. Lied to by Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, and I want to give you free access to my new DVD set, The Millionaire Black Box. Because after losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough. And since then, I've filmed interviews with dozens of millionaires across the country. I was shocked to discover they don't use mutual funds or worry about stock market crashes. They make double digits in good years and bad. Call now to get this DVD where millionaires reveal 5 specific wealth strategies like private lending contracts, how to use your IRAs or cash in the bank to make potential double digits each year, tax-free retirement income using the biggest benefits left in the tax code, and how to beat inflation with 2 strategies you'll never hear from Wall Street. Call 1-800-324-3030 to get free access to the Millionaire Black Box videos and learn the secrets the ultra-rich use to grow your money and protect your wealth. Plus, the next 47 callers get a free copy of my best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-324-3030. Again, that's 1-800-324-3030. 1-800-324-3030.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. for the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
You know, this is true. It goes in line with what I'm talking about right now. It's true when I say this, that in war, truth is the first casualty. Mm-hmm. And isn't it interesting? Truth is what is avoided to allow the war to go on. And let me tell you that war continues on towards you as the American people, your Christian heritage, and your constitutional republic. How true. Right on. The truth is always the first casualty, and it's the truth that has fallen to the ground, and the truth is what I'm trying to pick up and throw in the face of the American people to say, hey, listen, can you see this? Can you see what I'm talking about here? See, but corruption knows this, that to find out what people will submit to, he said, you know, you have found out the exact amount of injustice and wrong which will be imposed upon them. Who said that? That was Frederick Douglass that said that, an abolitionist. In other words, he said, don't tolerate it. And the American people have come to a place where they tolerate
the
crimes against yourselves. You've been conditioned. You know, you've heard that old saying, the frog in the boiling water. No, friends, you're beyond. You've been seized.
Yeah. And that's the interesting point, too, is the fact that there's frustration here because of the fact that, listen, when our founding forefathers went against the tyrant, King George, they didn't play patty cake with him. They didn't go back and forth and back and forth. They went back and forth a little bit, but then they said, no. We're putting our line in the sand. We're putting our foot down. We are declaring our independence. We are fighting against this tyrant ruler. They brought forth what? Resolve.
Yeah.
When you turn on these news stations, if they're conservative or whatever, what do you find? You find circular reasoning. You find, well, we're still patty caking about Benghazi, no resolve. Well, we're still, we know Obama's lying about this, but there's no resolve. Well, we see that this is wrong in our country, but there's no resolve. If there's no judgment and justice brought down upon criminal activity and crime, then there's going to be no resolve. They're going to have no absolutes, no things tied up. Everything's going to be in the air. And then you have your state of confusion and chaos, like what we are.
And the Bible promises us that, doesn't it?
Society today, you see with people, well, there's no absolutes, there's no yes, there's no, there's no thou shalt not, It's, well, yeah, you should or
that's
shouldn't.
That's too judgmental for me.
Exactly. If we don't have absolutes, what do we have to judge by? If lying is absolutely not wrong, then there's room for gray and you can do whatever.
Hey, case in point. Jay the Clown Carney is being called out for what's going on in Benghazi by reporters that are starting to figure out that they're in the middle of something that's not a game.
Right.
They started off thinking that it was a game.
Or trying to brush it aside. Yeah,
and then there comes in that old thought that Vladimir Lenin brought forth that they needed useful idiots. What they used is socialists to implement totalitarianism, communism, or authoritarianism, right? And that's what we're dealing with today. But it's interesting. Now he's talking about people that are calling out Benghazi. Some people are saying, like Pelosi, again, the American people are allowing that voice to go on concerning their country, this witch, literally, to say that, why don't we just go on? That's old news. We don't need to talk about that. That's 2 years old. Or the guy that was responsible for actually omitting certain things out of the documentations that were brought forth, the reports concerning what happened in Benghazi. And he's saying, this is like, dude, this is old stuff. This is like 2 years old, he said. These are supposed to be responsible people in government that are saying, dude, this is 2 years old, and the American people tolerate it. Yeah. Or Cliven Bundy. Interestingly enough, we have Reid calling Bundy and those Americans that stood with Bundy to throw down a reenactment of Waco by standing against tyranny to make sure it doesn't happen again. And what does he do? He gets on national television. And we find out that Harry Reid, the criminal himself, is calling Bundy in the militia, America, you. He's calling you domestic terrorists. Of course, this is nothing new. I've been saying this since day one. But you know what? I'm a conspiracy theorist. Going back to Jay Carney, I'm sorry. Jay Carney is now calling those that are calling forth Benghazi conspiracy theorists. Mm-hmm. See, what they do is they always throw a finger back at you when you question. These are people that are supposed to be responsible, that represent we the people. But what does he do? He points his finger. They're calling you names 24/7, friends. And you let them get away with it. It's like Condoleezza Rice. She goes to a college. She gets a little protest. You know what she does? She stands down. No, go in there and give your speech. It's probably going to be packed. The protest is going to bring the people to come listen to you. And the church in America should have known this methodology a long time ago. Read the book of Acts. Jesus said, where I be lifted up, I'll draw all men nigh unto me. And I'm speaking about Condoleezza Rice, who's a self-proclaimed Christian.
Yeah.
Well, then stand your ground. Do something about it. You're letting friends, criminals in government, intimidate you through their little childish intimidation methods by calling you names. And guess what the Republicans do, friends? And the conservatives do. You know what they do? They just stand back because if they take too strong of a stand, it might really cost him something.
And the thing, too, is because you get called a name. Okay, yeah, people, I just don't want to be known as the hater, the offensive one, the
and guess what?
Aggressive
That's
one.
That's why the enemy does it.
Exactly.
Trotsky knew when he brought forth the word racism, he knew that was there to only browbeat dissenters, friends.
That's right.
It's all a part of the plan. Can I go to the church? But go ahead.
Well, what I was going to say, too, is the fact that, they call you names and so on, and then why do they do that? First of all, because they have nothing else to do. They have no truth to verify their facts, so they just throw names at you and hoping that you'll shut up and then not keep asking the same questions. Well, why does it keep coming up? He's saying, well, it's 2 years old. Listen, well, maybe because justice hasn't been brought forth, maybe because we've been lied to, and maybe because there's been no resolve and no answers that you're responsible for.
Give
you
another point.
You think that's why it's brought up?
Yep. Remember, New York Times was just busted recently omitting Cliven, going back to Cliven Bundy again, just a prime case in point. Try to make racist remarks out of what Cliven Bundy was saying. The New York Times was busted omitting again, friends. This is illegal in this country. It's not lawful for the press to lie or defame or to endanger somebody's life the way the New York Times just did with Cliven Bundy. Okay? So he's called a racist. They find out the state-run media is lying about it. Okay? We find out that Al Sharpton, he throws racial division on the American people all day long, and MSNBC gives them a job.
Of course.
And why is this happening? Because the American people, I wish I could blame somebody else, but I can't. Because the American people tolerate it. That's why. The American people tolerate, just like I said last week during the radio show, we are where we're at today because the American people tolerate it. And don't tell me, Bradley, I've heard this before. Good. Have you acted on it before? Because if you have, we would live in a different world today because that little ripple that goes through the water goes throughout the whole country, my friends. And America is looking for leadership right now, not tomorrow. They're not looking, hey, friends, my goodness, here, shooting from the hip. Seen a picture today. Politicians. They're having a Republican convention. Sign up while seats are still available. You know what they did? They posted a picture of a politician on the stage giving his autograph to one of their admirers. Are you listening to me, friends? I didn't know government was supposed to put themselves in that position. Giving forth his autograph to one of his admirers. You know who that admirer is? We the people. Treating politicians like they're movie stars because Fox News has them on all the time. Or some other conservative outlet. You know what? The conservatives in America, friends, let me just say this for a better way of saying it. Not all of them, but they're very far and few between, again, namely in the church as well. What a joke. What a joke. We were just asked this week if we would pick up another hour, have a conversation about picking up another hour. I said, I can't do that because I can't just be behind a mic. I have to get out there with the people. Now, if I had 20 million people listening to me on a daily basis, that would be pretty easy to be all over the country every day of the week. And guess what, friends? You ask my wife, the pretty little princess. That's exactly what we would be doing if we could afford that. But look at, you have people that afford it and they want to stay behind the mic. Why do they want to stay behind the mic? Because it's safe there. It's really safe there. And again, friends, what do I say? Let me go over to the church really quick. This was said over 100 years ago. You tell me if this is true or not. Always bring it to the natural so you can understand the spiritual. Jesus always spoke in parables. He said, the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God because they're spiritually discerned. To he who has ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. The chief danger of the 20th century will be religion without the Holy Ghost. Christianity without Christ. Forgiveness without repentance. Salvation without regeneration. And heaven without hell. Now, he's got to be wrong. I say this with all due respect. Nothing. This is my big brother who's in heaven. His name is William Booth, and his wife, his beautiful wife, was Catherine Booth. What you see today concerning the Salvation Army is completely backwards as to what they meant and what they established. These guys were going after child traffickers. They were preaching in bars. You go over to Charles Spurgeon, anybody touched the school district that would have his church out in the streets protesting government to try to implement something that is unchristian and ungodly. John Wesley was ostracized out of the church, so he went to the fields, and when he'd preach in the fields, the heavens would drop in power. There'd be 1,500 people on the ground because the holiness of God was magnified. What about George Whitefield? He used to go to the colleges, friends. Boy, does that sound familiar? He'd go to the colleges because he knew where to go. You know who else goes to the colleges, friends? Barack Hussein Obama. See, but most people haven't figured that one out. Oh, Bradley Dean, he's that guy over there. He deals with all the young people. Yep, I am. And now I'm going to the old people trying to tell them you have to deal with the young people because if you don't, you're going to deal with what you have today. The philosophy taught in the classroom in one generation is going to be the philosophy taught in government in the next. And that's exactly what you have. Why are we here? America, the question is laid to you. Why are we here? It's a question that only you can answer. And you have to answer before God. Today is the day of salvation. You're not promised.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, this is Kyle from Kentucky, and I support the Sons of Liberty because of their commitment to point people not only back to the founding fathers and the traditions this company was founded on, but more importantly, to the biblical basis it was founded on. The problems we see in this nation today are a result of sin, and Sons of Liberty points people to the only way that that can be dealt with, and that is faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. My wife and I support Sons of Liberty because of their resilience to stand firm on the Word of God.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
So my elementary school-aged child is begging me for a cell phone.
Please, Mom, please. All the kids have them.
But I've seen the research, and it makes sense to me that any mobile device that operates using electromagnetic frequencies that close to me or my child's head needs to be blocked.
Harmful wireless radiation is real. Protect yourself and your loved ones with Block It Pocket. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. BlockItPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Harvest Right is the world's first in-home freeze dryer. Freeze dry your own fruits, vegetables, meats, and full meals. With Harvest Right, you can prepare foods that last 25 years, preserving its freshness, nutrition, color, and taste. All your food can be freeze dried. So don't throw away your leftovers. Freeze dry them with this incredible in-home money-saving freeze dryer. Go to harvestright.com to see how the Harvest Right freeze dryer works. That's harvestright.com.
Friends, yes, I call you my friends. To he who has ears to hear the Spirit of the Lord, friends. To those that love the truth, friends. To those that are without compromise, friends. You are the ones that listen to us day by day. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Really quick, Chase. What are your thoughts?
It's hot. I mean, that's what I was going to say. I mean, it's just... that's the kind of stuff that people need to hear. That's the kind of stuff that changes hearts. If we're going to change this country, it's going to be one heart at a time, and it's going to be a godly sorrow that brings repentance. Outside of that, just a couple notes, too. Hitting bookings and hitting affiliates, just on complete side notes.
Yep.
We had a guy calling this morning who wants to bring a message out to Montana, and that's what I wanted to say to everybody listening out there is all it takes is the will to get something done, and we'll work with you.
Amen.
You know, because this guy's, he's calling in saying, I want to bring this in. I don't know how to do it. I don't know what to do. Well, that's what we're here for, or I'm here for. So just call in. If you have a will to make something happen in your area, we'll get it done with you. Same thing with affiliates. If you want to hear this message on your local Airstreams, AM and FM bands, just call in and we'll get the job done. So
awesome. Yeah, we're getting a lot of that too.
Yep,
yeah,
exactly. Yeah.
Okay, so folks, there you have it. 1-866-233-0747. Last segment, last opportunity. And if you want to book us, hey, now is the time to do it. Believe me, we're booking up quick.
Summer months.
Yeah, summer months. Go ahead and ask for Chase, and or if you'd like to get an affiliate going, we're getting a lot of that lately as well too. That's up to you, because when you go as a resident of that particular community, it's going to work out a lot better for you guys than us just to cold call them and say, hey, we want to be on your radio show. Folks, we're not looking for stuff to do, but if you want us out there, then do it for us, because this is how we win the day.
Yeah, and
isn't
I think
that right?
Exactly. I mean, and I think no, the whole theme of the whole radio program so far today has been, we're tired of seeing the circular reasoning and no resolve. No absolutes, no judgment brought forth. Everyone standing down. Listen, it's a good thing that our forefathers weren't afraid of being called names by the king, you know, George the tyrant. And it depends on who's calling you names. Listen, if a tyrant calls you a rebel, then
babies,
it's a badge of honor.
Babies are being killed. Kids are being subjected to everything and anything. And you're afraid of being called a name.
Exactly. It's so pathetic. When you look at our founding forefathers and the things they endured and what they sacrificed, name calling, if that's all they received, they probably would have laughed it right in the face. Mm-hmm. But of course, they had a sacrifice and they committed to each other their lives, their fortunes, their most sacred honor, despite everything that went wrong and every which way that they could have given up and they could have just, you know, said, listen, there's just no hope.
Easily.
And it's easy to give up. But, you know, and in fact, I was looking up some quotes here before the show about not giving up and about courage and about all these different things. Thomas Edison said many of life's failures are people who did not realize how close to success when they gave up they were. Mm-hmm. So if you look at it, you say, well, listen, there's just no hope and there's no point. Listen, our founding forefathers could have said that a million times over when it came to the foundations of our country. It was Winston Churchill who said, if you're going through hell, literally H-E double hockey sticks, keep going. He also said, never, never, never give up, never give in. If you look at Abraham Lincoln, he said, I'm a slow walker, but I never walk back. When we go forward, we have to determine in our hearts that we're going to get the job done. If you go forward and say, listen, well, I'm going to get on fire here for a week and like call my representative about this bad bill I don't like, and then you don't do something for the rest of the year, well, what kind of a threat is that? It reminds me of the people that get together once a year for their big tax day rally. You know what the people, if I was in Congress and if I was you know, not looking out for the people, I'd say, listen, they do this every year. Yep. Let them have their one day. Yep. They protest. They don't do anything any other day of the year.
We'll take the day off. It's a good day
off
for us.
Let them have their little moment, you know, their little spaz out moment. You know, they're upset about whatever, and we'll come back and do business as usual. But our job is to make sure that it's not business as usual. And if we don't, the thing is, we need to be relentless and not let up. If it's continuously, okay, this is not going to pass. We are standing up against it. If we're every way they turn, if we draw the line in the sand, they got nowhere to go.
But wait a second. It's not even, it's not going to pass. It's we're going to deal with those that are violating their oath.
Of course.
And their oath, that is a promise to God first and foremost and a promise to mankind that they will do everything in their power to stand up against all enemies, both foreign and domestic, within our country and without our country. I mean, when we're talking about making sure things that aren't going to pass, no, that's going over the top of the head of the issue. No, we need to go right for the heart of the issue and deal with those that are willing to use themselves as little minions for special interests. Yeah. That's how it works.
When I say this shall not pass, meaning this is the line in the sand. Here's your corruption. You're coming to our front door. Here's the brick wall. It's not going to pass this point. We are going to deal
with
you.
And I'm saying that we need to take it a step further, that if they're willing to even try to introduce such a bill, we need to deal with them.
Exactly.
That's the bottom line.
All these people should be dealing with, you know, all the things that come. And we need to say, listen, we need to not give up no matter what our circumstances look like, no matter what it seems, no matter if you're hopeless, no matter if you're the only one who encourages yourself, which you shouldn't be because you get encouraged every day in the Sons of Liberty. But we need to encourage ourselves in the
way
Lord.
Or another, right?
That's right. And remember that if God be for us, who can be against us? We've got the Lord on our side, or rather, we want the Lord on our side because we're following his precepts and commands. Like you said earlier, not one time did God ever fail any man or woman in the Bible who wholly followed the Lord. Despite the odds, despite what it looks like, we can have confidence because we don't serve ourselves. We're not walking not by power, not by might, but by your spirit in Jesus' name. We go forth with the Lord before us, the breaker on the head of us, and we know that we can get the job done as long as we follow him and never, never give up.
Yeah.
Your enemies count on you to give up.
Your enemies count on you to push back. The question is do they give up? And really what matters is who loves who more.
Exactly. You know, when you look and say, listen, you know, they're counting on you. You just fling a few names at them. They'll back up. They'll apologize for their remarks. They're say, we're sorry.
What's interesting about their approval ratings, friends, have never been any, there's been zero
lower
to
than
none.
A snake's belly. Told,
that's what I was going to say, but substantial. They're none. People just feed off this gossip. It's like the National Enquirer's. They need to know. It's the inquiring minds. They need to know. It's gossip. It's baloney.
What would you
do? The joke is on America.
What would you do if you turned on the evening news and all of a sudden you heard this? Well, the people who were involved in Benghazi have been criminally dealt with and the judgment has been brought forth.
Oh, we don't have anything to talk about.
Oh, that's the problem.
We just lost our sponsors.
Exactly.
We don't want to lose our sponsors. We'd rather lose our freedoms than our sponsors. sponsors.
And wouldn't that be just the day if they got on the actual newscast and say, well, we dealt with this act of tyranny today. We brought forth justice upon this act of tyranny today. And now we don't have to talk about that anymore because it's been settled. Now let's go on and talk about how we can preserve our country and make sure our children are raised up.
And let's help other countries if they need our
help. And let's be the light of
charity.
The world.
Yeah, and let's bring forth the definition of the word welfare where it's found in the Declaration of Independence within and actually get people back to work through educating them.
You mean we might actually like worry about the things that really matter in our country, like raising up our posterity so that we preserve freedom for them and for their children?
So.
It would be a new thing.
I think
But I do think that for those of you who are saying, listen, we want to support you guys. We hear you guys. We love. I just talked with a lady today who said her husband just loves what we do. It's nice to hear, you know, because we get a lot of the, you know, of course, we've got our enemies, scoffers, weirdos, you know,
sort of
bad
guys.
Lunatics. That's right. You know, you can go down the
bloggers.
List of things. That's
we
right.
We got to add bloggers to that.
But you know what we have sons and daughters of liberty who are willing to stand behind what we do and say, listen, we're bringing the good fight of faith to the front lines where they need to be. And those of you who'd like to give a donation, you can go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, that's sonsoflibertyradio.com. Or you can call us at 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Now would be a good time to bring up our product of the week this week, which is My War Part 2. Last week we emphasized My War Part 1. Now we are on My War Part 2, which talks about the oath our military take before serving our country, thoughts and quotes from our founding fathers, exposing No Child Left Behind, you know, ADHD, those quote-unquote sicknesses, the deception behind pharmaceutical
which
companies.
Are fraud.
Exactly.
Yep.
It goes to sowing and reaping, so many different things. Each and every one of them is priced. It's a gold nugget. For those of you who'd like to go ahead and order, you can call 1-866-233-0747. And finally, for those of you who would like to become sons and daughters of liberty, well, what does that mean? That means that you commit every month to say, listen, I want to support what you guys do, whether that's $5, $505, $50, $100, whatever you feel comfortable with to say, listen, I'm behind you guys, so this can be a foundation that you can springboard from and reach more people with the gospel and this message of truth, because I love the fact that it's not diplomatic, it's black and white, it's not compromised, it's the unadulterated truth in the Word of God. So that's what we're doing here, and we know that we have your support, and please do support us with your finances and also your prayers, because we continuously need those as well. We are out and about continuously on the front lines.
Are you on the front lines too?
Oh, yeah. I'm on the front lines of a lot.
But we were told at a tea party last week here about, you know, we just don't understand what's going on there.
You know, it's kind of funny. It just reminded me of, like, you know, we've been getting beat up for what, like, you know, how many years now? And then it's almost to me like the private who's gone through, like, basic training talking to the war veteran who's finished, you know, 5 tours of war saying, listen, you don't really know what war is like. It's like, well, listen, you have never.
Well, no,
been
have you ever
to
listened to a historian and then listened to a veteran?
There's a huge difference. Huge the historian difference, yeah. is like, well, I'll tell you what happened, and there was these guys were doing this, and these guys were doing that, and then you look at the veteran, he's quiet, he's humble,
he's got tears
he's
in
he's
his
got
eyes.
Tears in his eyes. He doesn't like to talk about it. He doesn't praise himself as being anything. He actually points the finger to those that didn't leave the battlefields. Those guys are the heroes. There's a big difference. We want to be veterans actually fighting the good fight of faith in the war rather than the historian, the talker, who sits back.
Deeds, not words. We're not to love in word, neither in tongue, but by deed and truth. We're showing you our faith by our works, our love by our deeds. We'll talk to you in 23 hours. Love you by what we do. See ya!